9. Owners and stockholders' equity.
所有者和股东权益。
2. Accounting report. At the end of the year, Jane, the controller of a new advertising company, makes an oral report to her boss, Albert. Listen to the conversation and do the exercises.
Hello, Albert. Are you free now?
Hi, Jane. Yep. What's up?
I just finished the financial statements and would like to show them to you.
Okay, great.
This is the statement of owner's equity. With this statement, you can see how much you have in this company now.
That's great.
At the beginning of this year, you invested $40,000 in this company, $15,000 cash and $25,000 equipment. And your partner, John, invested $20,000 in cash in this company.So we have $60,000 in capital. During a year of operating, our company has earned $30,000. That's impressive, right? First year of operation, we performed very well.
You can say that again.
At the end of the year, our company takes $8,000 from the earnings for your salary and $4,000 for John's. After that, we have $18,000 left.Now we have $78,000 in capital. That's all the property you and John really own in this company.
3. Evaluating a company.
Listen to a conversation between two employees working in a bank and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Laurie. Did you read the files of Fisco Company's application for debt?
Yeah, we can tell that they've got a good financial position.
Did you see their statement of stockholders' equity? They have some restricted retained earnings. They are set aside to redeem some long-term bonds. So I think maybe they have too much debt.
You are too conservative. Yes, there is some restricted retained earning. But there is far more unrestricted retained earning. And the financial statements show that assets are far more than liabilities.So the company is a good choice for credit.
Yeah, you're right. But I still think we should be more careful. 5. Owner's equity of sole proprietorship and partnership. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
For single proprietorship and partnership, two accounts exist for owner's equity. We use partnership as an example to illustrate all the accounting processingrelated to owner's equity of both kinds. Partners' capital accounts. A capital account is maintained for each partner. To illustrate, assume that James Law and Todd Hart decide to form a partnership which creates a new accounting entity. On August 1, 2010, the partners made the following cash investments that were credited to their capital accounts. The required journal entry is...Partners' drawing accounts. During the accounting period, partners sometimes withdraw cash or merchandise for personal use. A drawing account is maintained for each partner to record the partner's withdrawals. Withdrawals of cash are charged to the partner's drawing account and credited to cash. The partnership agreement should specify whether withdrawals of merchandise are to be valued at cost or selling price.If merchandise is valued at cost, the withdrawal is debited to the partner's drawing account and credited to purchases. If merchandise is valued at selling price, the withdrawal is debited to the partner's drawing account and credited to sales. To illustrate, assume that Hart and Law made withdrawals as indicated below. End of period entries.At the end of the fiscal period, the balance of income summary account should be close to the partner's capital account. The amount of net income or loss assigned to each partner is based on methods outlined in the partnership agreement. Each partner's drawing account is then close to that partner's capital account. To illustrate, assume that the partnership of Law and Hart has net income of $30,000 for the year ended December 31, 2010,and that the partners decide to divide income equally. The journal entry to close net income to the capital account is 6. Stockholders' equity of limited liability companies. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Most companies are limited liability companies. They can be a private company, which is not listed on the security market, or a public company, which is listed on the security market and usually called a corporation. Total common stockholders' equity results from the operating activities of generating both earnings and other comprehensive income, and from the financing activities of receiving capital contributions, declaring dividends, which reduces equity. Firms often report these items in the following accounts. 1. Capital stock. This account reports the par or stated value of the shares issued. The issue price of a share of common stock depends on its market value, not its par value. 2. Additional paid in capital. Accountants separate receipts from the issuance of common stock between amounts that equal the par value and amounts that exceed the par value. The latter amount appears in the additional paid in capital account. 3. Retained earnings. Net income allocable to the common stockholders, therefore, increases the retained earnings account each period. When a firm distributes assets to stockholders for dividends, it debits the retained earnings account. For example, suppose that a firm issues par value shares. The credit to the additional paid in capital account always equals the difference between the amount received and the par value of the shares issued. Thus, the entry to record the issue of 1,000 common shares with a par value of $10 per share for $100,000 is as follows.
Vocabulary. New words.
Stockholder.
Application.
Restricted.
Redeem.
Debt.
Conservative.
Distribute.
Dramatically.
Assign.
Outline.
Agreement.
Declare.
Raise.